Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to go down to Miami, or learn about Miami anyway. We're in Madrid, getting loose. It's high noon in the District of Columbia. It's 6 p.m. here in central Spain. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You're streaming with us on the YouTube page. You're listening to us on The Fan. And we're going to learn about these Dolphins. Talking to Travis Wingfield. You can give him a follow at Wingfield NFL, host of the Drive Time podcast, part of the Miami Dolphins media site. Travis, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Not too bad, guys. I didn't make the trip to Spain myself, but we have a low humidity standpoint right now in South Florida, so the weather here, I'm hearing it's great over there, but it's been great in South Florida so far. How's it out there for you guys?
It's honestly good. Not that great. I mean, it's been raining and cold.
It rained last night a little bit. Last night was like the worst.
There was one rant when I went up to do that flag football thing. There was a 10-minute downpour with all the
I
kids.
I see no
out
rain
there.
Today where I was.
Dude, it poured for like 10 minutes. Anyway.
Say he has a black cloud following him.
Dude, so get us up to speed on the Dolphins. Obviously coming off this big-time win over the Bills, but in their last four, they're 2-2. You beat the Bills, beat the Falcons, and then get throttled by two awful teams. What is this Dolphins team?
That's a great question. I think we're trying to figure that out ourselves down here right now, and it's kind of akin to what we saw last year when the first part of the season didn't go the way that I think folks had thought, and that was because of the injury to the quarterback, and they were just not competitive, you know, absent Tua Tagovailoa. But this year they've had Tua, and Tua's kind of regressed in his production and his play this year, throwing the most picks in the league and just not having the same fastball over the middle of the field that he has for really the entirety of his career. But we're starting to see that kind of come back into the fray a little bit here with a balance of the running game kind of working. They've been a little bit more of a gap scheme type of team and running play action off of that with more two tight end sets and getting more heavy personnel on the field. So the offense is starting to find some balance. And then on defense, a group that could not stop the run for the first six or seven games of the season has all of a sudden kind of found their rhythm. And that's what happened last year. There was a Monday night game at the midway point. They were 2-6 against the Rams, and they took it to Matt Stafford and that Rams offense. And that was kind of what we saw against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Good run defense, really good coverage discipline in their zone distributions in the back end. So I think that you're kind of seeing this team click right now, and we might be in a position 4 or 5 weeks down the road where we bemoan some of these losses they had in these close games, but trying to fight their way back in right now, but they're playing their best ball of the season going into Spain.
Travis, like when you see them, the Bills is a familiar team to them. They play them twice a year. Just like Washington would be a bad team playing against Dallas or whoever else in the NFC East. How much of that played into that game against the Bills?
I think there's a lot of that because of the familiarity and continuity with, you know, McDaniel's been here for 4 years, Tua's been the quarterback here for 6 years, and the Bills obviously have McDermott and Allen there for even longer than that. So there is a bunch of familiarity in terms of how to attack this thing. But at the same time, like, Buffalo has completely owned the Dolphins. I mean, that was a seven-game winning streak that was snapped against Buffalo there playing the Miami Dolphins. So I think what the Dolphins did, and this kind of speaks to what I talked about earlier with the offensive balance, was the Bills can be run on, and the Dolphins took advantage of that with Devon Achane and a little bit of Jalen Wright in there as well, and then the play-action game worked off of that too. So I think the Dolphins, kind of out of necessity, you know, post-Tyreek Hill, have kind of shifted their offensive philosophy, and it's a better ball distribution offense that, again, runs the ball more, but you're seeing Waddle get his love as a number one receiver now. The tight ends get involved in the offense. I just kind of feel like they've found a rhythm that maybe should have been the plan from week one, and they've got a pretty good running game and a quarterback that can play off play action. They're starting to do that more now, but I think it was probably needed earlier in the season.
Achane is such a threat. I'm guessing you've watched some Commander stuff this week leading up to this game. Washington's been really bad at stopping the run. What kind of expectations do you have for the speedy running back?
Yes, I think he's going to go off. And I watching that Commander's defense on tape, those cover one, cover three principles, like watching the Lions game, those curl flat zones, those little short throws to the running back and even the quick game to the receivers was just kind of open all game long. And that's where the Dolphins make their – that's where they make their money, especially to Devon Achane. They run that little angle screen where he'll take a route to the, you know, to the perimeter and then angle it back across the middle of the field and chew up a linebacker for a big play. He scored touchdowns on those plays. I've lost count how many times now, but – the thing with Achane is he's starting to run the ball, again, across a more like diverse run scheme that allows him to get his outside yards on the outside zone, bread and butter, and then go back to the inside stuff with some duo, some inside zone. They run some pin and pull. They'll pull Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer on CT counter and pull those guys in space, and he hits these little creases. And, man, he can make a guy miss in the gap, and then if you don't get a safety to fit that gap, he's going the distance. So I think – when I watched the Commanders on tape, my big takeaway from the entire offense and defensive study was Devon Achane. If you have him in fantasy, put him in your lineup this week. He's going to go off for some big points, I think.
As you flip to your defense, what would be the, you know, reputation of the defense? What do they do very well?
I would say it's the way they play connected in zone coverage on the back end, which was really – it was really compromised early in the year because they were just consistently in bad down and distances because the run defense wasn't very good. They drafted Kenneth Grant in the first round, Jordan Phillips in the fifth round, and Phillips has been the better player so far, but they didn't really have the experience next to Zach Sealer to help the run defense be as good as it was last year. But they're starting to find their rhythm, and part of that is linebacker Jordan Brooks, who is leading the league in tackles right now, has been like a all-pro level linebacker this year. He's been kind of the straw that stirs the drink in the middle there. So the ability to stop the run on early downs has allowed them to get into their rush packages and their good zone defense in the back end, which is full of young players back there too. So I just think that some time on task has kind of helped them gel within that run defense and the solid zone coverage in the back end.
So can I let me ask a question here, Travis, and I mean this the right way. You sound quite optimistic just in our brief 10-minute conversation here. Talking with our friend Travis Wingfield. Check out his work at MiamiDolphins.com. You can give him a follow at Wingfield NFL. I get that the Dolphins are probably coming off the biggest win of the season, and they've won two of their last three. But you zoom out, they're 3-7. They fired – there was a parting of ways with the GM, I don't know, two, 3 weeks ago. Are they hitting their stride, or – was something just really wrong early on that has changed?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're talking to a guy that I've picked against them for the last, I don't know, 8 weeks or so. So much okay. So that my boss this week was like, you picked the Dolphins this week. I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to believe again. Because I had faith early in the year that they were going to surprise some folks with how they were going to play. But then it was kind of more of the same, man. They had the operational issues. They couldn't break the huddle. They couldn't, you know, they were force feeding the ball to Tyreek Hill, leaving other guys open down the field. And just wasn't this... it wasn't like this symbiotic relationship of run game and pass game. And ever since Tyreek left the lineup, they've found that balance. And it wasn't good football early on. They had some of the same issues. But they've kind of found that fastball again with the middle-of-the-field passing game, the running game, and then the defense just it looks completely different. So I was bullish early in the year, and then I thought this was a team that was going to pick top three in the draft over the last, you know, first 7-8 weeks of the season. But they've played like the team I thought they had the last few weeks, especially in that Buffalo game. Like, for the Dolphins to beat Buffalo, Dolphins fans know, like, that's been the giant that we have not slayed in, you know, 5 or 6 mm-hmm. years here. So I think that they, while the 3-7 record is what it is, and they were in some of those games and lost it on last-minute situations, coming up small in big moments, I think that if they had found a way to stack some of those wins, confidence would have been a lot higher right now going into the stretch, because they got the Commanders on Sunday, bye week, then the Saints and the Jets. I think they're going to go on a run here and get themselves back in the conversation and ultimately probably wind up like with 7 or 8 wins, which is not where you want to be because the draft pick's not very high. You're not in the playoffs. But I think it'll be a strong second half of the Dolphins after a first half that was wildly disappointing.
It's interesting. So much of it hinges on Tua. And, you know, the head injuries with Tua are so well documented and how scary that stuff is. When I watch the Dolphins, and I'm not going to pretend like I watch them all the time, but I feel like they're on national TV enough. When Tua has time in the pocket, he can carve you up. And when there's – and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if to my eyes, it looks like when there's the slightest bit of pressure, Tua kind of caves in. Like, and I know there's been questions about his height, seeing over the pocket, whatever it is. Am I reading that right? Like, if Washington can generate, and it's no guarantee, but if they can generate pressure on Tua, is that when the turnovers come and he starts taking sacks and things start to fall apart?
Yeah, it's why, like, when they play these bad games, they typically get throttled pretty good because they put themselves in these positions where it's constantly 3rd and 8 or longer. And to your point, like, one of Tua's strengths, and I would say he's probably as good as anybody else in the football at doing this, is mitigating bad protection within the quick game. He is, you know, point and shoot, gets that ball out super quick. He was an RPO quarterback at Alabama. And when they can play on schedule and have the run game going, he's very effective at that. And then to your point, they can mix in some of those max pro, like two-man route combos where he has more time to decipher things and get the ball down the field. But when that goes out the window and they're chasing points and they're trying to, you know, they're ditching the running game and it gets 3rd and 12, this line's not built to pass protect in those situations. And to your point, he's kind of got the concrete in the shoes, right? He's not going to get off the spot and make plays outside of the pocket. But when you keep him clean, to your point, and have that quick game working, very effective, deadly offense. Otherwise, it can get bad in a hurry. And you've seen that a lot. You mentioned the national TV games. That seems to happen more often than not on the national games. It's those Sunday games at 1 o'clock where he shines the most. I think folks don't get a chance to see that as much. But, your point's valid for sure.
So what happens for a Sunday game at 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast?
3:30 in Madrid, right? So it's not quite prime time there. I think the matchup does favor the Dolphins in this one. So we'll see. I have the same question because, again, the travel, the operation, it's kind of a road game environment because the fans are going to be so mixed there. That's what kind of has me a little bit, like, apprehensive to picking a big win. I think it'll be a close game, but I do think Miami has the advantage matchup despite all the things that kind of have worked against them in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they've got speed on the offense, and that's killed Washington for a month. So I don't know this. I know there are a ton of Dolphins fans, and the Dolphins for a really long time were this big national brand, and then kind of, you know, from a football standpoint, have fallen off a bit. Walking around, and it – anecdotal, but like Brian and I are both here, there's a ton of Burgundy and Gold fans, but maybe they're making a point of coming up to Brian and I, and we're going to Washington events. Mm-hmm. What do you think the Dolphins fan presence will be this weekend?
I think it should be pretty strong. That is one of the international markets the Dolphins are have stake in. And so they have like a whole Spain fan club of like a couple hundred members that should be at the game. I know it's not the drop in the bucket compared to the 100,000 folks that fit in that stadium, but I do think it should be pretty well represented because the Dolphins are, to your point, like Dan Marino, man. Like I talked to the president of the Dolphins fan club in Spain this weekend, or for the podcast this week, and he was talking about how like he would tune in back in the 90s and watch Dan Marino play. I know like UK fans heard him on the Armed Forces radio back in the day. So it's like this collection of fans all over the globe because of Dan Marino. So I think there should be a good presence. But, yeah, I mean, the Commander is also a national brand too, right, a pretty big brand. So I'm curious to see the split. But I do think the Dolphins will have a pretty good representation out there.
Dude, I can tell you this. When I worked – so the Redskins had a game in – was that 17B?
Which one?
When they played in London. I want to say London? It was 2017. But maybe it was 2016. Whenever it was – the Skins played the Bengals in London, and I swear, the jersey
the tie game?
Yeah. The jersey I saw most was Dan Marino. Like, that was 100% the jersey I saw the most. And I think, and this may be silly, and maybe a Miami person would disagree with this, I think, obviously, Marino's incredible level of play is a huge part of that, but I swear Ace Ventura was a big part of that, too.
That and the colors, right? Like, it's the most unique color scheme that we have in professional sports. And I know, like, for me as a kid, like, that was kind of a big draw for me. So maybe Yeah, I think there's, you know, pop culture is a big deal, man. We're like Dan Marino's in that movie as well as Jim Carrey. And so, yeah, I think there's, you know, the undefeated team. There's a lot of a lore behind the Dolphins. And when you can, you know, sustain a fan base when you go 25 years without a playoff win, something had to have happened right in the 70s and 80s to make that happen.
For sure.
Totally.
Well, so the one thing, I think a month ago, the word was Mike McDaniel's canned. He's going to be gone. Then they make the decision to part ways with Chris Greer. What is McDaniel's hold on that job? What is, perhaps more importantly, what is his hold on that team? How has the team responded to him?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a tricky question because I think you can, you know, this whole offseason, the whole plan was like, we're going to get the right kind of guys in the building because we had guys that just didn't really adhere to team rules and would show up to meetings late. And I know that Jalen Ramsey was a big part of that. Tyreek Hill is still here, was a big part of that. But they did get rid of pretty much most of the perceived bad apples. But then you get to the season, and again, like, it's like the same issues. Like, they couldn't get out of the huddle. They couldn't get the play clock was always up against them. They just were consistently doing the things that bad football teams do that, to me, speak to, like, management not being on top of things. But they have gotten that corrected, which is kind of what happened last year, too. And so I think what you'll see is if they can finish the season strong and get back to that same spot, which, again, Dolphins fans don't want to be there because they want the high draft pick or get in the playoffs and end that streak. But if they can show a second half that is, you know, inspiring the way it was last year, I do think that'll be enough to keep his job. But it's tough, man. Like, you can't start off 2-7 every year and expect to be a contender. So I think there's a little bit of both in there in terms of, like, him trying to kind of change his stripes. You know, it's tough for a coach to come in and show one thing and then be different because the players don't think it's authentic at that point. And I think the thing that Mike had to grow into was how he led men, right? He was always a, you know, somewhere deep in a closet, putting together game plans type of OC where he wasn't in front of the room all the time. So for him, has he learned that 4 or 5 years in? I think it's still kind of a up in the air question and hasn't been really good so far the first 4 years in, but if he can kind of put a stranglehold on that down the stretch and get back into the mix here, then maybe that changes. But I do think that it's going to have to be a lot of wins more than losses here.
How would you answer that question? Do you think he's learned that?
It's hard for me to say because I'm not part of those meetings and stuff to see it, but I do think that I think the kind of guys they have this year are just love football more. Like, this rookie class has been very productive for the Dolphins this year, and they're all guys that do it the right way. So I think it's always been a player-led group, right? I'm sure that you can speak to that in terms of player-led teams versus coach-led teams. I think that when it gets bad, that's when it gets, like, you know, it almost gets even worse because there's no real leadership and it's kind of rudderless at that point. But I think that it's somewhere in between of, like, it's a good thing for the players to have this lead, but also when things get bad, that the boat rocks even more, if you will.
Last one I wanted to ask. Waddle, obviously a super talented player. In Tyreek's absence now, Waddle has really kind of excelled. What was that relationship like? Like, were those guys cool? Has it changed a lot for them to make it work? Like, where is Jalen Waddle now in that locker room?
Yeah, he's the man. I mean, I was just talking to a friend the other day about how, you know, the A.J. Brown situation in Philly, and my friend texted me and was like, I'm so glad we have Waddle. He never complains. He's not a diva, doesn't have those cryptic tweets that he sends out talking about God knows what. He just shows up and works, and he's electric, and he catches the ball. I mean, he's got a 40-yard catch in every game, basically, except for one since Tyreek went down. And that's kind of what I was hinting at with, you know, losing Tyreek Hill. Like, one of the biggest things that they didn't have going for them was Jalen Waddle, a guy that had 1,000 yards receiving his first 3 years, had that 1,300-yard year, his, you know, the first year of Mike McDaniel. But then it kind of became about the whole 2,000-yard pursuit for Tyreek Hill. And I think when you watch the tape with Tua, like, he was not coming off Tyreek on those reads. It was like 10 or the plays bust. And 17's on the other side of the field, wide open half the time. And now he's starting to get those looks. And I think that the team, you know, transparency guys, like Tyreek, not the most loved guy. He's kind of hard to love a little bit. Waddle is the complete opposite of that. So he's got a much better, you know, perspective from his teammates about who he is as a person and a teammate than Tyreek ever did.
Oh, wow.
I know, I mean, obviously Tyreek suffered a major injury. What is his contract structure down there? Like, is he still part of that organization going forward? Do they have an out on that thing?
Yeah, there's no guaranteed money in the future, so it'd be easy to get out of that one for the team right now.
Hard to see him sticking around then, right?
Correct. Yeah, I don't anticipate
that. After that injury, and he's a speed guy.
Yeah, totally. Nah. Well, hey, Travis, we really appreciate your time, dude. Thank you for wedging us in, and sorry, but I hope your Sunday kind of sucks.
No, I appreciate it. You guys were fun. That was a good conversation, and same to you. I hope you guys lose on Sunday.
All right, dude.
Travis.
Take care,
brother.
All right, thanks, boys.
All right, Travis Wingfield, MiamiDolphins.com. Check out his work there. You can check him out at Wingfield NFL. That dude, sharp, knew a lot of stuff about the Miami Dolphins. Should be a fun game on Sunday, man. Two teams oddly in the same boat, but yeah. What directions are those boats going? I don't know. Here's what
he
I do.
A lot of confidence.
He seemed
team
confident.
With 3 wins, though.
Yeah, exactly. What I do know is it's time to open these phone lines up. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. He particularly likes giving romance advice. Ask B. Mitch Anything.
No, I don't.
Next.
You've heard me and JP talking about Collins and Cohen. I love their shirts because, you know, they have those stiff collars that are always standing up, and they look like a dress shirt. You know, one thing I also love, they have these performance pants where you put them on, they kind of feel like joggers, but you can put them on with dress slacks, you can play golf in them, and just wear them, just go out there and be able to catch a date or whatever. They have great shirts that, you know what, in the conference are absolutely amazing. You know, if you want to hit the course, you go out there, play some golf with them, you can go to collinsandco.com. You know what? If you want to go and check them out in person, go to their new store on Congressional Plaza. You can get 20% off orders over $99 with code BMITCH20. That's collinsandco.com. Collars that are stay sharp and they stay up all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.